Let me tell you this story. You know, in every book there is a story. This story knocked my socks off. I was introduced to a woman named Patty Harvey by Brad Walton, a talk show host here on WCCO in the Twin Cities. And he said, you need to talk with her. And here's what she told me. She told me about a couple named Kim and Mike, a couple that lived in Salt Lake City. They were awaiting a kidney and pancreas transplant because Mike had insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. He was 32 years old. He'd taken very good care of himself. They got a call from the Latter-day Saints Hospital in the spring of 1994, and they said, we've got a match. Come to the hospital. So Mike was brought in. He was put under anesthesia. The surgery took about 7 or 8 hours because he got a kidney and a pancreas. And when his wife, Kim, went in to see him in the post-anesthetic recovery room, he barely opened his eyes. He held her hand. And he did not say, I love you, honey. He said, Kim, my donor's name is Danny.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And she, Kim, was puzzled. I mean, she was stunned. She thought, what an anesthetic reaction we have here. And she sat down and she held his hand a little longer, but he was just so in and out of anesthesia that she shortly left. She went back and sat in the waiting room, and she told her sister. Her sister says to her, oh, my gosh, Kim. A man with that name died last night. His name was Danny Lynch. His name was on the board in the surgical waiting room. They erased it after midnight. Now, understand, this was before HIPAA, which is the Health Information Patient Privacy Act. And now I know that you know and our listeners know that, you know, this sort of information, names of people in the hospital diagnoses, simply cannot be discussed anymore.
Right.
But this was 1994. Now, what had happened 36 hours later was this. A woman named Patty Harvey, who lives up here in the Twin Cities, had gotten a phone call at about 3:30 in the morning, and she said the moment it rang, she knew something was wrong. When she answered it, a person on the other end said, is this Danny Lynch's mother? This is Latter-day Saints, the emergency physician, Dr. So-and-so. Your son was severely injured in a motor vehicle crash tonight. He was ejected. He has serious blunt force head injuries. Mrs. Harvey said, will he make it? The doctor said, I don't think so. And she said to the doc, I'm coming, and no matter what happens, I want you to know this. My son is a donor. Now, Danny was her oldest. He was 27 years old. He had moved from the Twin Cities down to Salt Lake City about 8 months earlier because he had a new job. He had new love in his life. He was driving in the wintertime on an icy bridge over the Jordan River, lost control, was ejected, wasn't wearing a seatbelt. And this is what happened. His parents jumped on the airplane here, got down there, had the chance to see him, say their goodbyes, and signed for a donation. After the transplant procedure, his body was cremated. Okay, now, everybody, our listeners know that when, in order to get an organ like a heart, a lung, a kidney, pancreas, not so much a kidney, but a pancreas, small bowel, you need to have somebody whose heart is still beating, okay? And this was the case with Danny. Now, Mike recovered. A couple of days later, his wife, Kim, said to him, Mike, you said something to me right after surgery. Do you remember? And he apparently said, oh, honey, how could I forget? I said, my donor's name is Danny. And she said, well, could you tell me about that? And he said, I saw him. And it was the most amazing thing that has ever happened to me. He said, something happened to me during surgery. He said, at some point, I shifted, and I could hear all of the conversations in the operating room. I could see what was happening. I was up above. And I had absolutely no pain. And I was just watching, and he said, then I saw a man come in dressed in blue surgical scrubs. He was carrying a blue container and packed in ice were my organs. And he said, when I saw that, I felt such an extraordinary wave of gratitude and love. He said it was so intimate and so profound. I was so grateful to the person who had donated those organs, who was giving me the gift of life, that I said to myself, I want to see my donor. And he said, just like that, he said, I passed through a wall and I saw him. He said he was laying there. He was long, not tall, long. He was thin, and he had long, sandy-colored hair, and very good-looking man. And he said the next thing that happened, well, he said, it is really hard to describe. He said, I felt like I was just, like, sucked up into this light, this extraordinary light. He said, I was lifted up by this incredible force, and I heard the words, Danny has died, and you're going to live. And he said, I saw three luminous beings. He said one was somebody I knew. It was my aunt. He said the only way I recognized her was that she was wearing a scarf that I had given her. Otherwise, I didn't recognize her because she looked so young. And then I saw Danny. And then I saw this familiar being. He said, I couldn't place who it was, but it was, this being was so familiar. But he said that's, and he said, I was filled with such indescribable joy. And he said, I'm different now. He said, I know who I am. I will know forever that I was in a sacred place. I'll never fear anything. And he said, life and love is all there is.
Oh my God, that's some story. That really is a convincing story.
Isn't that something?
There's no way he could have known that name, right?
None. And then his wife proceeds to go back through the obituaries, through a series of coincidences, got in touch with Patty Harvey, and Patty actually went to Salt Lake City and met Mike. And she took a number of photographs of different people along. She showed them to Mike, and he went, that's him. Picked out her
Boy, I've got to admit, that's one that nails it down, all right.
Doesn't it, though?